Anon buys the Everfree Forest. Chapter 2. Anon officiates the transfer of land ownership. Your name is Anon, and evidently you now own the entire Everfree Forest. You're still in the mayor's office building in the record-keeping area, and you're getting all the little legal bits and bobs in order. She has drafted an agreement surrendering the Everfree territory of the Ponyville Township to you, and she's doing her darndest to make sure that you have all the copies of the relevant legal documents that you'll need. Faust bless her little equine heart.
You are going to want a copy of our original charter, of course, so you can understand the conditions under which you actually own the land in relation to the crown. You are also going to want maps, I presume? We do have a few, though they are fairly outdated, but that's better than nothing, right?
She says, as she digs through a particularly old and dusty series of books and scrolls on an ancient-looking shelf. Every so often, she tosses something to you, adding to the slowly growing pile of paperwork held in your somewhat more quickly tiring arms.
Is all of this really necessary? I mean, I just wanted some land to set up a place outside of town so I could get some sleep at night without having to worry about waking up to this week's fifth cattle stampede.
You say, your knees beginning to buckle ever so slightly from the massive load of legal documentation. The mayor pops up from her work and gives you a quick serious nod.
It is. I do not know if you are aware of this, Anon, but the Everfree has remained unsettled for a good reason. It is a very dangerous place, and if you do not have a proper understanding of the geography, and what's more, you'll run into the risk of accidentally trespassing in a Griffin Empire territory if you stray too far.
The name clicks in your head as something familiar. You vaguely remember the resident science horse mentioning that the Everfree acted as a natural barrier and land border between Equestria and the Griffin Empire. Back before everyone was relatively chill, it prevented a number of invasions by the Griffins when they decided that invading during Celestia's time of vulnerability after banishing her sister would be a real pro-gamer move. The mayor continued to speak, having stopped piling on, seeing as you're already struggling.
That should be enough to get you started. You will need to make a trip to Candelot to file your ownership of the territory with the appropriate offices. Normally, we could host such a transaction here, but due to the size and complexity, they will have the access to resources and documents on hoof. That should make the process significantly easier. In the meantime, I suggest that you brush up on what I've provided here.
Duly noted, Mayor. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I hear my news crying for me.
You say as you waddle back off towards your home, with all of your effects in tow. You hated to go back. You were hoping to just sort of make a beeline for the forest to inspect your property once you were finished in the mayor's office, but you were gonna need to pack all of this away and plan a trip to Canterlot sometime this week.
God, why couldn't anything just be fucking normal in this town?
Your name continues to be Anon. It is now tomorrow and you are currently at Princess Sparklebutt's Magic Crystal Tree Fort, where she has begrudgingly decided to help you sort through all the various documentation the mayor was so kind as to provide to help you ascertain what information would be relevant to your dealings this week in Canterlot. Honestly, you're about 80% sure the only reason she agreed was because it meant that she gets to take time out of her princessly duties to spend hours poring over dusty old manuscripts and performing logistical information organization tasks. But of course, that is exactly why you brought it up with her in the first place. You knew she couldn't resist categorizing your thick, dusty old scrolls, a little book slut.
So your best bet would probably be to file your land ownership injunction with a request for a title of nobility. Being a noble pony will significantly reduce your overhead yearly land value tax overhead versus being a normal landowner. And in the event that you actually manage to accomplish some level of internal development, it will make granting land to any potential cohabitants far easier and quicker by naming them as vassals, instead of going to the process of actively renting out parcels of property to them.
She says, bouncing around slightly on her hooves as she read. She was incredibly in her element, her cute little tail twitching this way and that as she flitted from book to scroll. You give a solemn nod, and cross your arms as you pretend to understand half of what she's saying. You do get the gist, to your credit, but half of the terminology flies over your head. Though some of it might just be her speedy, enthusiastic delivery.
Thanks for the pro tips, Twilight. Say, how do you think Zakor is gonna feel about this? And don't you guys have, like, a castle and a magic friendship tree out there or something? It'd be so fucking awesome if you could just live in a castle. A spooky old abandoned forest castle.
You bet it has secret piano-operated doors. All old spooky castles have pianos and secret doors which are operated by them. Twilight actually seems stumped by these questions for a moment.
That is actually a very good question, Anon. Zakor owns her little plot of land where her home is the same way that you own, well, the rest of the forest?
She says, as she seemed to check a particularly old scroll.
Huh. According to the original Everfree Company charter, that is to say, the document that gave the original settlers clearance to colonize and develop the area you are in, and I quote, entitled to the plentiful bounty left untapped in this land, forsaken by the crown once lost to time. So I believe that barring any other legal documents that come into conflict with this one, you do technically own the Tree of Harmony. And since it is unquestionably an abandoned structure, the Castle of the Two Sisters.
You smile wide as you listen to her, unsurely confirm your sneaking suspicion. It seems like you are going to have a very nice place to settle into. Only a few hours walk from town, too. Twilight sees your expression and her own quickly becomes a bit apprehensive, and perhaps slightly annoyed.
Anon, whenever you get that look on your face, you're never up to anything good. Don't get too excited, I'm sure the princesses and their staff have some sort of legal documentation on hoof, providing special protections to these extremely historically, culturally, and magically significant landmarks.
It is once again tomorrow. A different tomorrow than last time, about three tomorrows after that one. You booked an express two-way train ride to Canterlot, and you're currently sitting in yet another waiting room. This time, it is at least a significantly more spacious and comfortable one, with a water cooler and little snacks and everything. Honestly, owning land seems to involve a lot of sitting in waiting rooms and signing paperwork. It's pretty gay, but as long as you get to enjoy some goddamn peace and quiet by the end of it, it should be all worth it in your estimation. Twilight was kind enough to bookmark and notate any and all tidbits that she felt important to the proceedings, as well as make a list of all the questions and concerns the two of you had about certain property questions. She had admittedly contributed significantly more to the list than you did. You still feel like most of what she wrote down was important enough to bring up, though. You're halfway through what you think is a quiche when you're finally called by a receptionist. You wolf the rest of the snack down and make your way through the door, briefcase in hands, tie on straight and suit ironed, and everything like a big Anon. The pony who waves you inside is a short, squat little unicorn mare. She looks to be about in her 40s, with a dull golden coat and a graying mane and tail, and seem like it used to be a fairly vibrant shade of green, tied in a tasteful buns.
Ah, yes, Mr. Anonymous.
She croons out softly, as she levitates a set of half-moon spectacles to her snout, setting them on her face as she looks over a day planner.
Please, come in. My name is Fee Simple. I will be helping you get everything sorted out today.
She clears her throat softly as you walk closer, placing your briefcase down, continuing to speak without looking at you again.
I was quite surprised when we received your request for a noble title. Congratulations on your land acquisition, by the way. I imagine this must be all very exciting for you.
Not really, actually. I would much rather be fishing in the river for dinner and getting settled into my new heavily fortified digs.
You say, with a small shrug in that unfortunately blunt fashion that you're so well known for back home.
Yes, indeed, dear. It is a very big deal.
She says, not having seemed to have even heard you. She must be in the mode that she uses to deal with self-entitled twats who have too much of mommy's money for their own good to throw around. Can't tell you blame her. It must be a reflex at this point.
Now, you most certainly qualify for a noble title under the letter of equestrian law, especially with the sheer volume of lands in question. We can have that signed and notarized before you leave today. However, I am afraid there are some issues in regards to the documentation of the Crown's ownership of the lands in question.
You tilt your head and squint down at her, getting a sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach as you ask the question.
Well, and what might those be?
She sighs and takes off her glasses, looking you dead in the eyes with a deadpan expression.
Well, for starters, they don't seem to exist.
God fucking damn it.
Yeah, there really doesn't seem to be an easy time for Anon, the poor bastard. But hey, he'll get through it somehow in his own crazy and twisted ways. Anyways, let's get on to our super generous donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, and many more amazing people. Thank you all very much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.